Open source licenses, privacy apps, and the limits of platform power. A documented AGPL violation in the 3D printing community has become a test case for whether open source licenses carry enforceable weight. A manufacturer reportedly ships firmware derived from AGPL licensed code without complying with the license's disclosure requirements. The GNU Afero General Public License was specifically written to close the so-called SaaS loophole, the argument that running software on a server and providing network access to it does not constitute distribution triggering source code obligations. Whether 3D printer firmware communicating with a host computer triggers that provision is the operative legal question. Hacker News commenters framed the case as a proxy battle for the broader enforcement gap. Most GPL violations go unaddressed because litigation costs are prohibitive for individual contributors, and organizations like the Software Freedom Conservancy remain resource constrained. A separate Tel-HN post described PayPal blocking Graphene OS, a security-hardened open-source Android build, through device attestation checks. Attestation, where an app verifies a device has not been modified in ways the developer considers risky, is a legitimate fraud prevention mechanism, but it can also function as a vector for platform lock-in that penalizes users who want control over their hardware. Graphene OS implements its own attestation designed to satisfy reasonable security requirements, but PayPal's system reportedly does not recognize it. The thread was small at 12 comments, though commenters noted the issue reflects a broader pattern in which privacy-respecting alternatives face ecosystem friction unrelated to their actual security properties. A Twitter viewer tool allowing browsing of the platform's content without an account generated nearly 300 comments, reflecting ongoing frustration with Twitter's decision to wall off previously public information. Commenters explored the legal ambiguity at length, whether accessing one's public content through an unofficial client constitutes unauthorized access under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act remains unsettled in most jurisdictions.